I'm not one to gloat, but I think we were all right. You and me.
James Harden.
Harden! Yeah, we were so right. Sorry I had to sing song that. But, you know, we were right. I don't want to gloat. I'm not gloating. I'm just saying, you know.
I am.
We were right.
I mean, I'm gloating.
People should listen.
You know, Rubio is already causing problems in Minnesota. And it's clear why, I think, Presti and then Sacramento passed on him, and they really wanted him. They needed him more than the Thunder did.
Yep. And Ricky Rubio is a... We all saw this coming. I said it. He's going to cause conflict with point guard position. And he's going to do it. If he didn't do it in Oklahoma City, he was going to do it in Minnesota. And he did it in Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota didn't help their cause by picking four point guards.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So, but still, he's causing problems.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you know who we are. We're the Brothers Kerstich. And we're here to gloat because we were so right about who they were going to pick this whole time. My only fault is I said they would trade down. Right?
Yeah, you did say that.
And I think you said Harden all along, so that's fine.
I said Harden all along at three. I knew it.
So I think, okay, if we're just grading the draft real fast, I mean, it's easy to grade an NBA draft because there's only two picks to grade. So Harden, what do you give it?
Oh, Harden, I give it an A.
Me too.
If we're just doing one pick, but overall...
we'll get to the second pick.
If we're grading the draft and we're grading the draft, not just grading one pick.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm saying you give that pick an A. What do you give the 25th pick?
The 25th pick, I'm not wild about. B.J. Mullins couldn't play at Ohio State, couldn't start at Ohio State. Of course, he would have been a lottery pick had he come out of high school, and maybe he would have gotten better if he'd have stayed in college a little bit longer. I mean, I think he's a project. He's 7 foot, and you know, you just never know with 7 foot guys. So,
well, it's another project.
It's
another project for the Thunder.
I wanted them to take DeJuan Blair with that pick because he was there, and he wound up dropping, you know, into the
second round, mid second round.
Not really mid, like what, number 8 or 9 in the second round.
No.
I thought they were going to take him, and I was pretty disappointed when they took, when they took the French guy that I can't pronounce his name,
Rodrick Bobois.
Yeah, that's it, and then traded him. Mullins is just,
yeah, it's a real killjoy. I'm going to be honest.
You know,
I wasn't looking forward to this pick.
Now, what do you know about this Robert Vaden guy?
I don't know anything. I know he was a Hoosier, and I know he's a shooting guard, and I know that the Thunder have a shooting guard and a backup shooting guard, so I don't understand it. And plus,
he's a good shooter.
Well, he's old, too. He's like he's going to be one of the oldest guys on the roster.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I don't see him. I mean, but everybody's saying in Presti we trust. I hate that saying so much, but
I'm
maybe
just
he
getting,
knows what he's
okay,
doing.
Okay, look. I just got to say this. I like Sam Presti, okay? And I think that he's doing a fine job in building this team, but I am getting so sick. It's like we're almost to the point now where we can't criticize him. If you even hint that maybe something that Sam Presti did wasn't right, you're crazy because Sam Presti doesn't do anything wrong. And it's like I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed with that. It's like that in the media. You never see anything wrong about him, and you know, on our forums, nobody's criticizing Presti. And you know, here's the thing about that too. I am fine with what Presti did. I'm okay with the choices that he made in the draft. I just would like to hear some opposing viewpoints, I guess. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm proud of you for having a rant. I think that's been one of your only rants.
That's not really a rant.
It's pretty good. You were angry about it. I understand what you're saying.
I'm just ready to hear some opposing viewpoints. That's
all. Here's one. Tyson Chandler. They should have took him. Baron, you know, simple as that.
Yeah,
that was
stupid. There you go. That's one we can talk about.
No, everybody thinks he's some kind of wonder.
Whenever that happened, I remember I was, you know, understandably annoyed by what happened with Tyson Chandler. And then on the live blog, everyone was like, well, you know, I trust everything Sam Presti does, so I'm sure that there was a reason. And then 2 weeks later, Tyson Chandler's pulling down double-doubles, and dominating like he does because he's a great player.
Yep.
And he could have been doing that in Oklahoma City. And, you know.
We wouldn't have to worry about interior.
And if Tyson Chandler was the center going into next year and you add Harden, this is a team that could be pretty darn good if they had Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, people wouldn't be worrying about that interior presence that everybody's talking about, rebounding, defense, because he kind of personified all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Presti, nice going.
I mean, like I said, I like Presti. I really do.
I know.
I'm just, I don't know.
He's getting LeBron. You got LeBron fever, dude.
But not at all to the same level.
Well, you're getting there because I got a bad case of it.
But I don't hate Presti like you hate LeBron.
You hate how the media is and everybody else is just blindly following him, I guess.
I just want to see some criticism. That's all. I just want to see some criticism. You know, most, and that's, you know, there's a certain poster on our forums who, him and I have gotten into some pretty heated debates over one James Harden, and I won't mention his name, but I'm sure he knows who he is, and that is one thing about him. You know, I think that he's flat wrong about Harden. But at least he's willing to be different, think outside the box. I'll give him that. So, man, I'm not going to say your name because I'm not going to call people out. But that, if I'm giving you credit for anything, even though I still think your opinions don't make any sense, at least you're trying to be different.
Yeah, I agree. Rubio was, he was definitely wrong about that. You know what Rubio reminds me of? Remember Sebastian Telfair?
He reminds me of a Jonas brother.
Well, yeah, looks like he's Nick Jonas or something. Ricky Jonas.
Ricky Jonas.
We'll call him Ricky Jonas. No, listen, he's all flash, and he was all flash coming into the draft, and now.
Well,
and I well,
the
I mean,
jury's still out. He hadn't played yet.
Yeah,
we'll
but
see
I think,
what happens.
I think it's going to be the same thing, though.
I don't know about that, but.
I'm
just upset with the attitude. That's the attitude bothers me, man. You got drafted number 5 in the NBA draft, and you need to show a little bit. I mean, you didn't even come to the Timberwolves press conference where they introduced their new players. I mean, that's absurd. Johnny Flynn, move on with Johnny Flynn. Johnny Flynn's your man. That's what I'm saying.
What about, okay, but didn't that say something about Ricky Jonas's confidence? You know what I'm saying? He can't. They draft another point guard. It's like he can't prove. He doesn't. It's almost like he doesn't think he can beat Johnny Flynn out.
The Timberwolves president said in a statement that if Rubio comes, he's the starter. He said that. I mean, I don't know what he's worried about. He was picked first. He's who they wanted.
That's one genius move that Presti made. Thank you for not taking Ricky Jonas, because that would have been awful.
Yeah, I'm not. I agree.
All right. Yeah. Well, and okay, real fast, any free agents that you've got?
I want them. I was all over the Ben Gordon bandwagon. I am not on that anymore now that James Harden is in town. But I would like to see them make a run at the Utah power forward, Paul Millsap.
Whoa. Whoa.
And here's why. Because he would be kind of expensive, but they have the money to do it. He is young. He, you know, he could fit in with his young team. The problem is people would be upset because he would displace Jeff Green. But here's the thing about Jeff Green. He's just not going to hang with the power forwards in the Western Conference. And if that means that Jeff Green has to sit on the bench, then so be it, because he's just not good enough to hang with them on defense. He's a good offensive player, but he's just not good enough to hang. LaMarcus Aldridge just annihilated him last year a couple of times. Dirk is going to tear him up. Amari Stoudemire. I mean, so I think if they got Millsap, he's a good rebounder, he's a good scorer, he's big, he can, I think that that's something that they should at least try to do.
Here, I think I just wrote this down on the old forums, and I'll repeat myself. A, this is why I don't think so. A, they're not going to get him because Utah's going to get him. Period. Simple as that. B, they're going to – he's going to be too expensive, and I think he's one-dimensional. He's not really an offensive player. He's just defense. Now, everybody's crying about Ben Gordon just being an offensive player and not defense. Now we're crying, and now people want Millsap because he's a good defensive player, but can he contribute anything on offense? See where I'm going with this?
I think he can contribute on offense. He's not that bad on offense.
He's not gonna command a lot of attention. He's not Jeff Green.
But I think that he's a better power forward than Jeff Green.
I don't know. I say we give Jeff Green time, just like we're giving everybody else time, right?
Yeah,
but we're giving KD time.
We're giving everybody time, but we're also looking at what you have to look and decide. You know, if we give Kevin Durant time, if the Thunder gives Kevin Durant time, he's going to be a superstar. And I don't think – I mean, even you can't debate that if Kevin Durant plays up to his potential, he's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, so if Jeff Green plays all the way up to his defensive potential, he will still never be able to hang with the big power forwards in the Western Conference on defense, ever.
It's a pretty bold, extreme statement there, you know?
He is a – you know, yeah – you know, Darnell Mayberry, the Thunder beat writer, even said that he's playing – the Thunder are playing him out of position. He's a small forward.
Yeah. Okay, you might be right, but I'm saying don't waste your money on Paul Millsap.
Then what do you do?
Are you saying just wait, do nothing?
Wait
till next year. You know who's going to be on the market next year? The kid they could make a run for. They play their cards right. If Presti's the genius, Chris Bosh.
He's not going to.
Don't do that. No.
See, I don't know about that. I mean, he's great, but I don't know.
That's the man right there. You got to. It's Paul Millsap. It's like you're going for the first thing available if you're just a little more patient down the line, you could get something a lot better.
You sound pretty sure that the Thunder, if they want him, will get Chris Bosh.
I'm saying don't waste money on Millsap when you have a chance at Chris Bosh. I can't think of them on the top of my head, but there's a lot of other great free agents.
Well, let me ask you this then. So what you're saying is that they shouldn't go after Paul Millsap because maybe they might get Chris Bosh next year. What happens if they don't, which there's a good chance they won't? That means you got nobody, and you're still with the same...
Draft somebody if you're bad. It was the same thing with Ben Gordon. I think it's the exact same situation. I'm saying that, what did you just say? I lost my train of thought.
I said that if you don't go after Paul Millsap because you're saying, well, we're going to wait for Chris Bosh, and then you don't get Chris Bosh, which they're not going to, more than likely.
They're not going to go after Chris Bosh.
I'm just saying, I don't think they'll get him. He has been playing in a smaller market in Toronto, a team that's not very good. And he's gonna leave Toronto. He's gonna want to go to New York, Miami,
New York,
L.A. I don't know. He's gonna want to go to a big market, and Oklahoma City is not a big market. That's
well,
all I'm saying.
We don't know that yet. It's the same. Okay,
I know that Oklahoma City is not a big market.
You said it was a better city than New York. I think a couple of weeks.
Well,
back.
Well, yeah, of course.
Shut up. No, listen, this is the thing. People are saying Ben Gordon, don't go after Ben Gordon because you want to keep some of that money for next year to go after, make a run at somebody better, right? It's the same thing with Paul Millsap. But I think it's worse because I think Ben Gordon would be better than Paul Millsap.
Even after they drafted James Harden?
Not now. But I'm saying it's the same thing. You have DJ White, Jeff Green, Nick Collison. We're forgetting about Nick Collison. We're throwing this guy to the curb, and he's solid.
I do like Nick Collison.
All right.
But
don't waste your money on Paul Millsap.
But Nick Collison, man, whatever.
Don't waste your money on Paul Millsap.
I think he'd be worth the risk.
Well, that's why you're not the GM, and I'm closer to it than you are.
How are you closer to it than me? Please, please explain.
Because I called the Harden thing and the Rubio thing. Oh, we both did. I know we both did.
Maybe I was calling Harden before you were.
You'd be my assistant if I was the GM.
Oh, please. I called Harden before you. You wanted Hashim the beat.
I still would have been happy with Hasheem Thabeet.
Well, he's going to go ruin his career in Memphis.
Hey, so will Blake Griffin in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, that's true.
All right, well, we're gonna call it quits right here. So, everybody, thanks for listening. Keep the forum traffic up. You know, keep arguing.
Been great. We're loving it.
Yeah. Call us out. Call me stupid. It's happened before.
Everybody thinks Kevin's stupid.
I'll respond accordingly. Jason's pretty stupid himself. People just need to figure that out. All right. Adios. Have a great week.
Thank you.